Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, the best of O'Mara. Here's Rob.
Thank you, Mr. Dude Walker, and welcome to BotMoss. That is, of course, the best of the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, it's me, it's your old buddy Rob, and we're trying something a little different this time. I'm going to host the best of. So you and I will hold hands and listen to this together. And you're in for a treat, I know, because I picked out the segments. You're going to hear some stuff that goes pretty far back. You're going to hear younger versions of voices that you sometimes hear on the show. You're going to hear voices you haven't heard in a long time. Plus, there will be an audio vault. That's what we called it back then. And there will also be news. So you're in for a treat. So stick around and enjoy this episode of the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Carla, how you doing? Are you getting sick?
Oh, geez, I don't know what's going on.
Maybe you're allergic to technology.
I'm allergic to technology. Carla, I'm sorry that I had the meltdown about the pot that I cooked my pulled pork in. But
after the
third day of soaking, I believe that I wanted it out of the kitchen, and I may have been a little abrupt with that.
Pot was still unwashed?
Yes.
That's like the movie Outbreak.
It was soaking.
It's still, of course.
Three days.
Oh, you know what? We used to share some space with my Uncle Philip. He lived with us for a while, and he was a big proponent at the end of the night of saying, I'm going to let those dishes soak.
Yes, yeah, soak the dishes.
Soak the dishes for 3 days.
And so it loosens
up those greasy stains.
It grossed me out.
Of course, your stomach is still sour.
And I am. And I know that I've been, I guess the word is, I cop to this. I accept responsibility for this. I cop to the fact that I can be a bit of a drama queen.
Not you.
No. I didn't see it before the show today.
Yeah, not when you're writing copy.
There we go. I flip him off now at the beginning of every show.
Hey, did you get a picture of that?
Video, baby.
He's videoing
Living
everything.
Color.
Yeah. Where is this video going to be from your Google Glass?
Oh, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Don't sound mysterious. You don't have that card.
There is a Google Glass forum.
Oh, that must be fun. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody on the Google Glass forum. Hi, 11 people that bought the product before anybody else.
Yes, I can watch it while I drive.
So everybody does.
This is incredible. My boss was having a meltdown at the tire store, and I got the whole thing unbeknownst to him.
I can videotape everywhere I drive, if only I drove places. You know, mostly I stay in the house.
He didn't notice that I was wearing a cyber right eye with a flashing light on it.
That's right. Looks like you're looking for Sarah Connor.
Yes, sirree.
So I'm not going to put the meltdown up there.
Of course not.
The show one up there.
Well, I'm still recovering from the virus / stomach last night.
Food poisoning.
Food poisoning is what it is. That's what it is, the long and short of it. And I know I've been melodramatic, and I know that I can be, but at the same time, I believe that each time I can't get ill that often.
No.
Because each time I get ill, I believe my wife and I drift further and further apart.
Really?
I believe she is not. She does not.
She is a nurturer.
She is not a nurturer. She is a nurturer to the dogs.
She has been a nurturer to you in the past. So.
She is a nurturer to my son.
Oh, I think you've moved down a notch.
She is not a nurturer to me. She considers me a melodramatic queen.
Has she not nurtured you in the past, though?
Perhaps.
I think, you know what's happened is with the arrival of the king, you're moved down a peg.
Let's give her a call.
Oh, now you're Frankie.
Let's give her a call.
You want to call her and see how we're doing?
I rarely bring our troubles onto the show.
When did this go down? When did day three of pot not washed go down?
This morning was the...
PNW!
PNW! Yeah.
So it is Wednesday morning.
I'll need that back, Rob.
Of course.
It's
I'll
fresh.
Need that back right away.
It's really fresh.
Very, very difficult. She'll say that I'm very difficult. This is going to be a... And because anytime we have Carla on the show, this will be a segment that where I do not come off well. So I'm sacrificing my body for the show right now.
Just so you know, quick heads up before she answers. I got you a new phone, and you have a cordless now that you can dial from in the future.
Well, that's exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
If the splitter works.
I hope
works.
She answers.
Cross your fingers.
Yeah, always. She knows the number, right? She doesn't think it's like a sales call.
Maybe she thinks it's the pot calling.
Well, she's not.
It's the pot calling the kettle black.
She does not love you today.
No. You know what she's doing?
Thank you for calling.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. Let's try.
She's letting you know what's what.
Yeah, she's knows.
Yeah, because
boss.
If we're keeping track at home, Mike's. I guess I would say your mode of operation. Is that the word? Is that the term I'm looking for?
Modus operandi.
Modus operandi is to be a fussy baby, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
Let her go to work. Mm-hmm. Take your child with her to work. And then apologize on the show because he knows she will listen later to the program.
Yes.
Bingo, bango?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get through these couple of days. That's what I'm trying to get through.
Well, you're also in a weekend.
It's not a
state.
Pleasant weekend.
No.
It wasn't.
No.
It was.
Well, no, the weekend started great.
It started great, but then it was just a little difficult.
Hopefully she'll answer this phone.
That's right.
This is the business phone.
Maybe she's letting letting the call soak.
Carla?
Yes?
It's your husband.
What's going on?
Hi, we're on the show right now. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I rarely call during the show, but I felt I had to call and apologize about my meltdown about the soaking pot today.
Oh, this is not good. I have a question. Mrs. O'Mara?
Mrs. Yeah. O.
This is Oscar speaking right now.
Yeah, this
now.
Is Oscar. I understand what you're probably going through because I go through it every day.
Shut up, Oscar.
But I would say this, that, you know, 2 days in the sink.
Don't do this, Oscar. Don't do this.
Whoa. You made me spit my iced tea out. You're not supposed to do that. You're going to make her
angry. I'm trying to help you.
She's angry.
You
know what? She's angry at me to start with.
I'm not a guy that likes to interrupt.
Hold on. Let me explain myself.
Okay.
Let me explain myself. First of all, Mike made that disgusting barbecue pork, okay?
I thought you enjoyed the pork when I made it.
Well, it ended up, it was good.
And you didn't get sick from it. I got sick from it.
Hey, Mike, let me talk.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right, I will.
Let me tell my side, because I see that you told your side.
Okay, go ahead. I really didn't say much.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So that night, I wasn't able to clean the pot. I don't know why, but it just wasn't clean that night. So the next day, after Mike gets sick, I get up. I'm like, I better clean that pot because obviously I don't want him to see it because it will make him sicker or more sick.
Yeah.
So I go to clean it. Mm-hmm. But it is like there's something in the bottom of it that is just like super glued on.
The
Maybe
virus.
That's what he got sick off
the
of.
Virus. Rob said that's the virus.
This virus is stuck to this, but you should have used Pam so the virus would slide right out.
So the virus is stuck to the bottom of the pan.
Right.
So I figure, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to soak the pan. So I soaked the pan overnight, which led to this morning.
Oh,
so
that's day three. That makes sense. Mm. That makes sense. Mm. Yeah,
so
that makes
sense.
So I say
to myself, as soon as I get up in the morning, you know, Mike's going to get pissed. I better go downstairs and clean that.
But did I really get pissed?
Well, I thought in my head, you know what? Mike's going to have a meltdown, so I better get down there and clean that. While I was getting ready this morning, I said, hey, Mike, look here. I'm going to clean that pan. So if you happen to go down the kitchen before me, don't touch it because I plan to clean it. So I go down there and I clean it. Well, I get ready to clean it, but that virus is still stuck to the pan.
Oh, dear. What kind of pan is it?
It's the expensive kind. It's that. It's the Cousette. It's the
Cousette.
It's the the Bonjour Bibi.
What it is? It's cast iron covered with a baked enamel over it.
It's very expensive stuff. And we got it. Didn't we get it at that cheap retail store that had it all on sale?
No, I think you got it off American Express points.
Oh, did I really?
You know what? I got you a La Crusette for your wedding. It might be the one I gave you.
It might be.
We have that one too, Rob.
Okay. All right.
It's good stuff. I
so
like
it's
cooking
not something
it.
You can throw away.
No.
No. Yeah. No, it's
no,
it's the
that's
good
what I
stuff.
I told Mike, hey, he came downstairs. I said, look, Mike, here are the two options. Either I let it soak for another day because the virus isn't coming out.
I didn't like that
or
option.
I can throw it away. I can throw it away.
I didn't like
and
that
then
option.
And he just went into full Mike.
Which is, we don't throw La Crusette away.
La Crusette has never been said in that place.
I'll clean it. Fine. You just go to work. I got to get to work. I'll just clean it. I will clean it.
That's what I said. And I will. And I'm going to clean
you
it.
You have a baby in one hand and like all your stuff are working.
Oh, you bastard. Do you see the way he plays both sides?
You know what I think has really not been said enough here?
What's that?
Is the fact that Mike called you twice. He sought you out, Carla, and the first thing he said is, I'd like to apologize.
That's right. Thank you, Rob.
His lead story. Let's not miss that.
My real friend.
The headline.
Thank you. My real friend, Rob Spiewak.
That's right.
Who's definitely, you're adding chips up. These are holiday chips. Yeah, Rob knows this is the best time to amass chips.
Yeah, you know what? It's good to do chips after you rewrite my copy 3 times. Because the chips were gone this morning.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know, honey. I know I'm dramatic, and I know I'm difficult when I'm sick, and I know.
No, did you also tell about the
no, I have not gotten to the pictures yet, and I will take full responsibility for my behavior at the photo store.
A man who is ill cannot be held responsible. He is ill.
Michael's first. Pictures.
I know, and I will. I'm going to tell that.
Picture.
I'm going to tell that story about the photographs. I know it was, and the photo session itself was very good until Conjuring
and
Man.
All my life to do this, I finally get to do it. You asked to come along. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy that you come along, but then you act
okay.
The way you acted.
Okay. All right. I know. I'm just not myself.
I know you're sick, Mike.
I'm not sick anymore. I'm back at work, and everything's fine. Yeah. I'm working. Right?
Oh, okay. Well, then you can't use it as an excuse.
I won't. And I'm going to take care of that pan today, and I'm not going to make you feel guilty about it.
I told you not to touch the pan.
Well, who knows whether that evil trichinosis type of virus from the cheap food store is going to come through my skin.
Why don't we get Pony to wash it? And then everybody
Hey, you know what?
Look at Pony's face. Pony doesn't want to wash it.
What we should do is we should actually videotape Pony washing the pan with the Google Glass and see if it goes viral.
Let's do that.
I agree.
Woo!
At the 10.
That would be fun.
Well, I really don't like it when you're unhappy. I really don't like it when you go to work unhappy.
Well, be nicer to me.
You're right. I know. It's just, it's
sweet.
It's like we came from the trip on the weekend, and the weekend, we determined really, and Carla, you'll agree to this. Carla and I both determined that with the weekend away from the baby, the place we went was not a good choice. The way we went was not a good choice. Red eyes both ways, not a good choice. It just didn't work. Mm-hmm. The whole thing didn't
work. Live and learn.
We would have done better to go to a lake somewhere for a weekend and not fly
weekend.
Halfway across the country or almost all the way across the country. And it just kind of was meh. And hopefully everything will be back on track because we are really looking forward to the holidays. And, yesterday was, I know I was.
It was
I
a
was
tough
difficult.
Day.
What about
this morning?
This morning?
Yeah.
Well, this morning was
this
fine.
Is difficult.
This morning was very cool, except for the moment. It grosses me out when I look down and I see the
especially because you were sick.
It looks like something Jeffrey Dahmer would have in his refrigerator sitting on the.
You did not have to come over and look at the virus stuck to the bottom.
I did come right over.
You chose to come over.
I chose to come over. I did, and I stuck my head over like her shoulder. I'm like, God, look at that. God, that's gross. Clean it. Clean it. You said you'd clean it.
This is the same trait in you that makes you want to smell a Band-Aid.
I know.
It really is.
You want to pick the scab.
You want to see the carnage.
We're going to need a picture of this for the website.
Well, I think
Anthony.
We've done some good
I've never eaten pork products again, ever.
Liar.
You're right.
Scrapple for dinner tonight.
I'll probably have some ham.
I'll pick you up some pork rinds.
I'll probably have some ham.
Bacon.
I'll tell you what I am making. You know what I'm making Thanksgiving morning?
What?
Carla?
What?
I'm making. Why are you? What's the matter?
She's happy.
Were you distracted at work?
I'm just listening.
Okay.
No, I'm just listening. I was all in listening.
I'm gonna make that. I'm gonna make that lobster omelet, the egg white omelet that we like so bad.
Sweet.
I'm gonna perfect it. And I'm gonna make sure everybody has one. And I'm gonna make. And it's gonna be great.
You get the lobster at Shoppers?
Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
That's right.
It's gonna be. The holidays are gonna be absolutely amazing.
I hope so. As long as your attitude's nice. As long as you're nice to me.
All right.
It's really painful to listen to.
Well, listen, I don't call her unless I...
I've never
called Carla on this show unless I am contrite.
Exactly.
I have never called her unless I want to say, yes, I know it's my fault and I know I've behaved badly and it was very much on my
mind. The important part
is
this, that you're a great communicator.
I try.
I think that you've gone out of your way to apologize.
Yes.
Oscar, shut up.
On that note, we'll let you go. Bye, sweetie.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. There she goes.
Here's your thing.
That girl. That's
that went
girl.
Well.
You know, that's her way of making up with me. That's it. Telling Oscar to shut up. That works really well for
me. Oscar effectively pissed everybody off during that call.
He's great at it. That's what makes him an incredible broadcaster.
Yeah.
He knows how to... Well, I've seen Oscar sit in a room with 4 people and pick 4 different scabs simultaneously.
Yeah.
And by the time Oscar finishes, nobody's mad at Oscar. Everybody's fighting with everybody else.
That's right. He got Matt mad. He got you mad. He got me mad. And he got her. Sweetest person in the world. Tell him to shut up.
I think I just...
You don't even have a dog in that fight.
I think I just identified it. I think that's why I love working with... I think he does that better than anybody I've ever seen. You could sit down. Do you do that with your own family? Where I you'll say, we, you know, brother, sister, father, mother.
I don't
know.
Do it on purpose, but we break each other's balls all the time.
And you, but you can do it where you just say, I think
it's
a true,
fun, though. It's
a triumph
fun.
For you is like you'll just sort of start it here and then you're like, well, mom, didn't you say that Jose was supposed to pick up that gift for dad last week?
Yeah.
Well, Dad, don't you think you're overreacting to that? And then Oscar sits back and they go,
No.
Jose, why doesn't Luca have his sweatshirt? You know what it is that unlike your La Crusette, Oscar is Teflon.
It all bounces off.
It does.
Last night, I don't know, I forgot what these things are called. They're really like...
wine glasses?
Lemurs? Poor man's fireplaces, okay? They're...
Fire pits.
The adobes.
It's an adobe thing. It's like got the little chimney, and it's usually made out of clay.
Do you remember the Saturday Night Live bit, the car, the adobe?
The adobe.
Oh, ooh, the adobe. It's a little car that's made out of clay.
The adobe.
I remember that. Red clay.
Man. Carla puts it's not a Duraflame log, but it's one of those fake logs in
sure.
the adobe
You had
adobe
this
thing.
When we were down there for...
You saw it.
Yeah, when we were down there for the baptism.
Am I describing it properly?
Yes.
I mean, it's just
a clay fireplace.
It's a little standalone.
Yeah.
It's for a small place. It's for like an apartment or a condo, and you put it out on the patio. No. You'd probably be in trouble if you put it on a high rise,
You
right?
can't even barbecue.
Could you get that on a balcony in a high rise?
No. Would be
no fires at all.
It would kind of be like 1914 Chicago if you did that. Pretty sure. Okay, the neighborhood would go. Yeah.
So it's for a patio. It's made for a patio. If you put it out
a lanai,
there.
A lanai, Mike. We call them lanai.
Yeah, I know you did. Hold on. I got to do this now because I'm ADD. What do you call it, Rob? Because I called it a patio. What did Rob
call it? No. It's a lanai.
Thank you, Rob. I actually wait to use that music just for any excuse.
I love this music bed because you know what? It's one we don't visit that often.
Yes, and then you have to muffle your voice as I sing the Lanai song. Would you like to hear it, Oscar?
Oh, please.
Here it comes.
Okay. Here we go. I'm sorry, but anyway,
save some for Dad now.
Sheep.
Hey,
Nathaniel, bring out Daddy another Mai Tai. I'm gonna hit you in the back of the head again.
Oh, make sure Dom doesn't drink when she's pregnant. You're gonna have a big forehead when you're born.
That's sweet. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Mom's just drinking those Manhattans and smoking those Territon cigarettes. You're gonna have a giant forehead, Nathaniel.
Four rotten boys. They don't have any concentration.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The lack focus, Dixie.
How you doing there, Gary? Did you mow the lawn today? Oh, I gotta break your right finger then. Boo. Yeah. Save some for Dad now. Bingo doesn't like it when his sons don't mow the lawn on time.
Do you know why I'm so rich? Never spent a dime on bicycle helmets. Yeah. I just let him ride and ride.
Hey, Gary, why don't you ride that bike as fast as you can right into a tree, you little bastard. Bada-bee-bee-bee-boo. But anyway, so where was I?
The adobe fireplace.
Yes. Ooh, it's adobe.
Okay. Yeah. So the fire pit, we have a little Duraflame, but it's not a Duraflame.
Is it like a starter?
It's an actual one of those logs you light on either end. It's supposed to be, it's a fake log. It's a Duraflame log.
It's
it's
an off brand.
It's a, yes. And ooh. I believe that this product was purchased at Walmart.
Of course.
I believe it was. And
that's something you really don't skimp on.
No.
That's something I wouldn't even process to whether
fine.
To skimp
what
or not.
Is,
I wouldn't think twice about it.
It's
you know?
Made out of wax and Chinese sawdust. I'm sure it's fine.
Okay. It's a four-hour log. That's what it's billed at.
If it goes more than four hours,
talk amongst yourselves. I'll go grab it. I'll do it. I got to go grab it.
I'll do it live.
I'm going to show you one.
If the log lasts more than 4 hours, call a doctor.
Are they blue?
I think that, you know what? I know the concept of a Duraflame log is simple. It's really sawdust and wax.
Chemicals, yeah.
Yeah, and it burns pretty colors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
like magazines.
But I'm really not sure.
I used to burn magazines.
That's oh, you roll them up good. Tight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So cool.
I'm really not sure you want to go off-brand on this.
No. And condoms.
Yeah.
Duraflame logs and condoms do not go off
brand. Bungee cords.
Yeah, I think it'd be Durex. That's a brand name. So Durex, Duraflame, anything that's Dura.
Nice.
Yeah.
Duracell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for the vibrators.
The copper top.
Yeah.
The copper top. Now, I used to, when we worked at the... We worked at the Christmas tree stand. We had a fire barrel, and we loved burning weird things because you get different colors and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of
batteries.
Sure.
They say hello to
birds. Pine Mountain.
Oh my God!
Looks good. That's the packaging.
No, that's...
And it's got two languages. It's also in French.
It is.
Boucher Catel. That means 4 hour long in French.
Oh, 4 hour fire. Boucher Ferrure.
Oh, it is so cold at the chateau. Go get the green log.
It's French.
It's Mike's French log.
There is my log. Mm. So
you'll be serving that at Easter, Mike's French log.
Was it worth it for show and tell?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, well, read the label. Read the label to us because there's something on the banner I couldn't make out.
Pine Mountain. Your mountain retreat begins.
Yeah, it does.
4 hour fire. That's what it says.
Yeah, you know that what they don't explain is the retreat is going to be away from the fire. You'll be retreating into the safety of your home.
Here it is. I can say that, yes, it lasted for 4 hours. I can say, yes, it lasted for 14 hours.
Oh, no.
We came out today. I am sitting on it. You guys know the layout of my little place down here.
Sure.
I look over to the left, and there is smoke coming out of the adobe, just pouring out of the adobe. It is
like
smoldering.
Noticeable?
Like noticeable that it's been burning all night long, and I have no idea. But not burning. It is just like a smoke bomb. If I was requiring helicopter pilots in war zones to find me, they would know where the smoke is.
The beautiful thing is you went out on the lanai this morning. You said, oh, look, they've selected a new pope. But, you know, I had a similar situation. I have a smoker, not like Pony, but like a meat smoker that I have on my deck. And I smoked, I think it was some ribs last summer. And that requires you putting in chips of like wood every hour or so because the, you know, it's a slow and low thing.
Yeah.
And so I let it go for like a day and a half, and then I wanted to empty the ashes out, and I put them in a paper bag, in a plastic bag, and I watched the paper bag smolder
and then
the plastic bag melt.
Yeah.
And I had to go get the hose because there's still burn marks on my deck that remind me what a great dad I am. I almost set the entire but I thought 18 hours. Hours would be enough to let something like that burn out.
It's still smoking,
Mike,
when I went out there.
They're getting great reviews online. There's also a 3 hour log.
Oh, for those that don't want to have commitment. If you really can't commit to a whole night in front of the
Adobe.
Not
that bad a brand. Apparently it lasted you longer than you thought.
It did, but it wasn't burning, Oscar. It was simply smoking.
Smoldering.
Was it clean before you threw the log in? Were there residual things that could burn?
There was a lot of ash bed. There was a residual ash bed.
That might have been what it is. Mm-hmm.
And that was my old radio name, residual ash bed. So I went out and I said to Carla, that thing's still smoking. You might want to break that up. Big mistake. 5 minutes later, I look.
Oh, to break up the wax?
I said, break up the thing and it'll just disintegrate. No, it was solid enough and burning slowly enough that when she went to break it up, you know how when you would break up a Duraflame log, the fire would kick up a little
bit? Intensity,
Well, it was not fire that kicked up. There was smoke. I seriously was concerned that neighbors at this point might call the fire department because the entire lanai was smoke-filled and it was acrid smoke. It was nasty stuff.
I'm sure it won't harm your health.
Still now, I covered it with the rest of the ashes and it dissipated.
What
it
are you
is
using
still smoldering.
As a tool?
What about?
We have a poker.
What about throwing some water on it?
What's that?
Putting it out completely.
I thought that would be a real disaster.
You know what? If it's wax, it's technically an oil fire, isn't it? And the water would make it worse.
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
How about you could throw it in,
pick it up and throw it in the little pond.
Hey, if you balance it just right, that thing will float.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Homeowners Association, I've brought my friend Oscar Santana down here to speak in front of you. Yes, it was Oscar that told me to throw the smoldering log into the pond that started the fire like Cleveland. Thank you very much.
The pond has been burning for 2 years.
Thank you. Yes.
All the motor oil in that pond.
But what a fish fry it was.
It is the best of the Mike O'Mara Show, and it's Rob Spiewak joining you for this journey back in time. Two topics in this next segment that don't necessarily go together. Fruitcake. Yay! And stink bugs. Boo! But, as is the case with the Mike O'Mara Show, somehow it works. So enjoy fruitcakes, and stink bugs on the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
So I've talked about the keto thing. When I do carbohydrates, I am telling you, there are three Rob Spiewak fruitcakes in my freezer. That will be the first thing that I take into my system when I have my
Now, there is, you so see, here's the thing. There is some sugar in it, but, you know, they're about, by weight, 50% nut. So okay. It's not right, as big good. Of a cheat as you think. I mean, there is right. some cheating there, but that protein of the nuts will help.
That's so, now.
You can't take advice from a man who looks like this. You just can't do that.
It's advice about food.
Yeah.
How many, by the way, as the creator of fruitcakes, how many since they were created,
right.
how many do you think you've enjoyed? How many fruitcakes?
Two.
Two.
You've two. Had one two? From the one from the run that we did at the bakery for the...
What about total? Total lifetime? And your entire lifetime?
That's a stupid question. Go f*** yourself.
We're having some post-production editing today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You have to admit, guaranteed. It's a dumb question.
Well, the lifetime value of your intake, I think we'd want to know.
All right. Right. 1 million fruitcakes.
A million fatty fruitcakes that are...
8,000 you know. Cherries.
Oh, yes, man. Exactly. Do you know calorically what they are? How much? How many calories in a fruitcake?
It's almost a wash. They're very few.
A wash?
Yeah, it's mostly the fruit is all, you know, fruit doesn't count because it's just fruit.
Right.
It's nature's candy. And then there's a...
This is how he decides. Oh, the butter. The butter's got some
it's
milk
a
in
wash.
It.
There's no butter. There's no butter in it.
No, I'm saying at home
wash.
When you're looking at all your options. When you're
no, there's no it, butter. The fruitcake never
when
touches
you
in, butter.
When you, I guess this is the logic I see when you have any type of treat at home that's
right.
supposed to be something that maybe you would take in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
That you and your
wish
mind,
I could take you in moderation.
You and your mind look at that treat and say, ah. Yeah, it's 10% protein. 10% protein is good for me. And then you take the entire 100%, 90%.
No, because I genuinely don't care. That ship has sailed.
Okay.
But
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Fruitcake is if you think about it, it's not unlike a granola bar.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak. That's Rob Spiewak and his nutritional information.
The next time you're dropping $2.50 on a stupid Kind bar, think about what you messed up by not buying a fruitcake
what
from
you
us.
Missed. Hey, what you missed.
What if you translated the fruitcakes into like bars? No, I think it's got to be a holiday confection.
Yes.
I think it's always good. Mm-hmm. You don't want to over, you know, do that. I'm always
no.
thinking, though.
But, you
always
know,
thinking about how we can bring more into the TMOS mm-hmm. coffers.
Perhaps the summer of banana bread is right around the corner.
Okay, we'll take a break now. When we come back, it's news you may not need. Summer of banana bread. Hey, everybody.
I got the t-shirt.
Like, it's
gotta be Nanner.
Oh, yeah. Summer of banana bread. That's good.
And Mike,
yeah.
a lot of nuts in banana bread, so sure. technically it's keto.
After a long workout,
sure.
banana bread.
Now that you can
eat it
butter.
In the microwave and put a little butter on that. Ooh, yeah.
Look at my camera. If you're on Ustream, you'll be able to see it as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the corner of my camera that I'm staring at? Blatantly.
Oh, right stink bug. There is a stink bug
oh
on
my God.
Camera.
Stink bug season.
Yeah.
There is a stink bug.
Looks like he wants to come on air.
Yeah, you know what?
I can kill him.
No,
kill
he is
him.
Here
don't
to offer.
I don't want
to
kill him. I'm going to see if he'll crawl onto the paper.
Hey, you know what? It's been nearly 4 years that we've been doing this program. Don't we need a mascot?
We do need a mascot.
Do you have
what
a jar?
What do we call him?
Stinky.
Stinky.
Yeah.
He's cooperating.
Look at him.
And Mike, I would like
right
to nominate, I will nominate a voice for Stinky because Stinky was a character played on the Abbott and Costello show by
All
Joe
right,
Besser.
Hold on, let me see.
So can you make the stink bug talk like Joe Besser on Classic Impression Wednesday?
Right, hold on.
Is he running?
Oh yeah, he's active.
He's running for his life.
And you know what? We really
don't hurt me.
We should. We should, you know, to make sure if he were to get loose, we wouldn't want to, you know, mix him up with other stink bugs.
Oh, clearly.
Oscar, put a dot on him.
And he needs a theme song, too. Stinky the Stink Bug is the greatest stinky in the world. He loves to come on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what?
Stinky the Stink Bug. Now, you know that we have been talking for the better part of a half an hour
right.
about Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Right.
No one will remember that discussion, but you know what they're going to remember?
The stink bug.
Stinky the stink bug. He's the best bug in the world. He loves
today.
To be stinky, and if you step on him, you'll stink too.
Today is a YouTube day, the Mike O'Mara channel.
You know what we can do? We have those.
Are you still singing your song?
Stinky the stink bug. Stinky, stinky, stinky. Stinky the stink bug. He hates Republicans and Democrats. He's stinky the stink bug.
We have that jar of wipes over there. That would be a good home for him. Let me transfer. I'm going to make him a habitat.
Please.
I need a moment.
I'll just smell them.
Yeah. Until you cry.
Now you know what I've always said. You know what I've always said about these creatures.
What's that?
No, they don't bite. That these are alien life forms that have been sent from another civilization to scope us out. Look at the way they're shaped. Yeah. Has anyone ever seen a stealth fighter?
Oh, or how about Apollo 13 when it broke through the atmosphere?
Rob, you're gonna have to put air.
That shell it's got.
Well, no, he's not gonna fly out. He just needs a habitat.
Oh, okay.
He can fly out. They can fly.
They can't fly.
Stink bugs can fly.
You know what I heard a stink bug say one time?
What?
I believe I can fly.
Sorry. They're so dumb.
Thank you, Stinky.
That's so awesome.
Hey, folks, it's Rob Spiewak, and I want to take a moment to say thank you for spending some time with us here at the Best of the Mike O'Mara Show World Headquarters. This next segment's a winner. We talk about Oscar the DJ, Oscar the golfer. I think you will enjoy it. Also, a chance to say goodbye to a couple interns here, voices you haven't heard in a while. I love our interns. I was an intern, and it's always cool to hear them again. Andrea, the sexy Italian diabetic, and Toddy, the guy who unnerved Santana Moss on the Best of O'Mara.
I give you a gentleman who is a joke teller. He has thousands. I think he was in some customer relations field. He had to be.
Because that's what he does, right?
Yeah. Because he's a old school guy. Kind of a corporate guy, and he's funny, and he just tells good jokes, and he's just he's just pleasant to be around. And he had a change in meds that caused him to really like dehydrate, overheat, get dizzy.
Oh no,
he was in really rough shape. So much so that last week they pulled the ambulance up, and you know, people down here. My generation, you know, which is not the greatest generation,
no.
Where, you know, there were more starers that were just like, and they're all like looking, and, you know, very few people were coming up and saying, hey, I hope you do okay.
Mike, you might not be the greatest, but I think you're top five generation.
It's like I went in and get top five. Thank you very much. That covers like John Adams. That's good. So I go by and I said, Greg, I hope you're okay. And he didn't even acknowledge. So I was worried about him. Lost all his color. And this is legit. And they took him. And then like a day later, he was back out. And I'm like, oh, thank God. But you don't get updates on. It's just that's the way people are. It's like, well, I don't know. You knew it.
Okay.
Hold on. So this guy is, you know, we're very different politically. He knows that. He acknowledges that in a very funny way. And we have lots of conversations together. And so I see him the other day, and I said, how you doing? And he said, hey, they ran some tests. It turns out I'm on this heart medicine that they said that was probably the reason. They gave me thorough scans. Everything was fine. I said, well, it is great to see you. And his line was, well, you know, Mike, it's always better to be seen than viewed.
That is
better
true.
To be seen than viewed.
That's great.
That is perfect. I laughed my ass off about that.
Works
one.
Anywhere.
It does.
Oh, that's yes. good. Yeah. Yeah.
That works anywhere.
He's a good guy. He's a very good guy.
Because the green is so, I guess, you don't want to mess up the green on a golf course.
Very delicate area. That's the area you don't want to mess with.
Like, I've been yelled at many a times for taking the golf cart onto the green.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. Like it happens.
You mallet head. What are you doing? Well, you play in those, like, charity tournaments,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so everybody's hammered.
Where everybody's had, like, 11 beers before they even tee off.
Especially when we were in Arizona, I must have played at least 6 or 7 of them because they just send a DJ.
Yeah.
I am going to put this golf cart on the green.
I can't even see the ball. I am so incredibly wasted.
They say to you, no one ever rides on the green. And,
right.
And I'm like.
No, I mean, you don't even ride near the green.
Right. I don't know half of these.
I'm
26
and
27. I'm with other DJs. We're just DJs, right?
Why do you think they make a cart path? Use the cart path.
Might have been 25. Don't know. Was making all the wrong decisions.
Right. Hey, man, I don't play I don't play golf. I play the field, man. Ooh, yeah. I'm a DEEJAY. Yeah. Ooh.
So But it also probably has a lot to do with the fact that at that point, Hooters in Arizona was sponsoring a lot of these charity golf tournaments.
Right.
And they always would put a Hooters girl in your cart with you. So I'm sure all the guys are like, what's
wow,
this?
That, I never do played one. Right?
Living
That's
or dead?
Pretty good.
Living. So I want a picture. If there's any EMS and that type of reaction on the course, is there a special cart that comes and picks up a friend that does not ruin the green? Or do you drive the person back to the clubhouse?
No, you never can drive on the green, ever.
You don't. No, there's not a special car. They mow the greens, and they have equipment that maintains the green.
Yeah. Great guy, ever, by the way. Mow green.
Mow green. Hey, Mike. No. You don't take over me. I take over you.
You don't drive on me.
That's right. I mow green. I made my bones when you were in diapers.
Terrible question. Yes. I retract it.
I can't believe your lack of knowledge
and
on that,
disrespect, you know, to the game of golf.
Yes, and to grass.
And then the other is when you all were DJs and CDs were viable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you played music, did you have the? And this is a full pivot, but it comes full circle. Did you have to set up the music for the next hour or the next shift of the DJ coming in for you after you?
It was courtesy.
It was courtesy,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you would stack the hour or 2 hours or 4 hours of music that was ready
And
to
even
go.
When we go back to the Don and Mike show, when we weren't playing music per se, I would always stack out the spots for the next person.
But
the commercials. You set up the next hour for the person as a courtesy.
It was a nonverbal. Like,
right, it's
this
understood.
This is the S you did,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Liddy never did it for us.
I was explaining that.
Well, that was Liddy's producer's fault.
That's true. And that's odd.
Who was, very strange that man would not be industrious.
Over the top.
Yeah, but
with manual labor.
Manual labor.
When you're in the music world, did you ever have to do that, Mike? Get the records ready for the next hour and the next shift?
Yes.
Okay.
More the spots than the rest. But usually, I remember stacking tape cartridges for the next guy.
Yeah.
I remember doing that.
So
I remember having to do that, and that was kind of what you were supposed to do.
After almost 3 years of marriage, this morning, Shannon asked me how I know all these songs from, I would say, the late 90s, early 2000s, not just because I live them, but what the songs are called.
Right.
And I said, because...
Artist and title.
Yeah, because when you're on the rate, when you're a baby DJ, half your time is spent like stacking the artist and title and finding where on the CD, when the CDs were viable, what track number, everything.
You actually have a visual representation in your head.
Yes.
I remember
and
stuff.
And she's like, why would you have to do some other, like another person's work for them? I said, I it's not a lot of work. You're just pulling CDs off a wall or
she's like, wondering why someone has to do someone else's work. She's worked with Pony for a long time. She doesn't understand this?
But she was so lost in her world of like how music used to work, because it wasn't always Spotify and Apple Music or podcasts, that I said to myself, this is not even worth explaining. I imagine, Mike, you feel that way when I just said, is there an ambulance cart that comes out and picks up someone from the actual
simply
grain?
Because, you know, because the grains are sacred. As far as our playing field, that's what's sacred. And I've been at multiple courses where people took stuff out on like late at night and vandalized greens. It's one of the things that you do that. And one of the worst things you can do on a golf course is if you are driving the golf cart close to the green, and like you'll see it, because there are people that still do it down here. Like, look at that guy, and you'll see a cart 2 feet off the green driving around, you know, where he shouldn't be. So that's it. That's all. But I mean, you're not supposed.
Why
to
Why is a cart path so thin? Like just a one.
Well,
cart.
It's on keto.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Andrea. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Mike. How are you?
You are leaving us today. Your final day of your internship. Is
I
that
am.
Correct?
I am, unfortunately, yes.
You have been a delight to have on this show. We give you a round of applause.
Thank you.
Andrea, we always ask our interns when they're heading out, first of all, where are you off to? What is your next stop in the Andrea career path?
Yes, so I'm going to Voice of America. I was hired as a social media producer there.
That's wonderful. You excited about the opportunity?
I'm very excited about the opportunity. Yes, sir.
That's good. You'll be actually going into a building, doing some work, and actually getting a paycheck. That's going to be a new experience. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I sent Andrea an email over the weekend, but I want to say this in front of everyone. It's not common. We've had a lot of great interns, but it's not common that they really leave a thumbprint on the show, and he truly has. And we really do wish you all the best. You've done such great work for us. We really appreciate it.
Did you dust it?
I did, and guilty. Guilty of being talented.
What is your single best memory of working on the Mike O'Mara show, Andrea?
Well, look, I have many memories of the show. I mean, I came in here when I came in here for the first time, I was in a bad place emotionally and physically, and I got better over time.
I love that.
I love the intrigue that goes on at the, at the Podcast Village Studios. It's fantastic.
The you talk intrigue. What yes.
And I love, you know, getting to know a lot of people and getting to work with many people. It's been a fantastic experience.
Just give us your God top 50 you. Highlights.
Of working with everybody there, is there anything, any one moment with any particular individual in Podcast Village or the Mike O'Mara show that stands out?
Well, I mean, there's not one moment. There's a collection of moments which were fantastic.
Okay, very good. Yes, thank sir. You. And off to VOA, and yes, congratulations. Sir. Don't be a stranger. You're going to be in D.C. Come by and visit
I'm
us
going
anytime
to come
you
by
want.
And visit. Yes, sir.
Thank you very
thank
much,
you so
Andrea.
Much. Thank
take
you.
Take care.
Take care.
And, of course, a sex machine to all the chicks. That's
yes.
Andrea. And now let's, who else is leaving us today?
Today is Toddy's last day as well.
Oh, that's right. It's Labor Day weekend, and now we bring Toddy in. Hello, Toddy. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Have you seen enough football players while you've been here?
Only one, Santana Moss. Only Santana Moss.
Pretty excited about that.
Right? Oh, you got that right.
Wow.
Now, where are you off to? Are you going back to school? Are you what's the Toddy plan now?
Well, I still have my other job at the Voice of America where I'm.
Oh, another Voice of America.
Yeah,
right. That's
yes,
great. Rob, what did you do? Go down there and put a big poster up or something like that?
I handed out flyers one lunch. I just said, here, you want to come? Here, you want to come? Hey, you want to come?
They'll hire anybody over there. Apparently,
that's exciting. How did you find your time at TMOS?
It was a wonderful experience. I learned a lot, not just from the. From the government-funded VOA, but from a private business like the Mike O'Mara Show. So I had a great experience, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
He's come a long way with editing, and actually in the Audio Vault, his final project will air today. It's something you're really going to enjoy.
That's right. And did you like the joke when I said I'm the captain now? Did you enjoy that joke?
What joke?
Yeah, see you later. I'm sorry. We got to go. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Toddy.
Thank you, Toddy.
Toddy, any final words you'd like to give everyone?
You'll be hearing from his lawyer.
Just thanks for the opportunity. I'm grateful to work with you guys. It's something that I will cherish for the rest of my life.
God bless you. Thank you very much, Toddy. Take care. Little hug from Oscar Santana. All right, get the hell out of here. Thank you. Thank you, Toddy. Come by and visit anytime. I thought he knew that joke that I made. I'm sorry about that.
Well,
he didn't know the joke. Sorry about that.
He might have heard it. He might just not have gotten it.
Okay, I understand that. That's fine.
I went and addressed the joke after the fact as due diligence on the show. He goes, yes. He goes, I've seen that movie. And he said, all right, as long as you're good with it, I'm good.
There you go. See you later. Ta-da. Ta-da. Ta-da.
He says, I look very nothing exciting. Like Tom Hanks.
You must be very excited because you are listening to the best of the Mike O'Mara Show. And I'm listening with you. Hey, it's Rob. And you know, if you listen to the show and if you stayed with this program this long today, you probably do. This is where we do news. Now it's called the Roundtable. Many years ago, it was called News You May Not Need. So let's check it out. And this is a good one. We have a very young Michael O'Mara coming by and giving his dad a little bit of grief. Talk about All in the Family. Talk about the Jeffersons. And of course, we talk about balls on the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
The story I like to tell about my mom is that at one point she was approached and they said, We're so short on office space here. It's terrible. She said, well, put me anywhere. And there's the greatest picture. I think my sister has it up at her house where her office, where she would check in people for day surgery, the children that were coming in to have procedures done, was a gurney where all the paperwork was on the gurney in front of a wall. Wow. That's all my mom required to do what she did. She didn't need anything more than that. And that was her cool little thing. And she's got this beaming look on her face when she set up her gurney as her office for checking people in. Just a special moment. So I love you, Mary Elizabeth O'Mara. I just wanted to say that. And she would have been 99 today, which in a way is very old, but it makes me feel extremely old too, because as you know, it's all about me.
News.
ABC, this is bad, bad, bad.
I know.
Is staging live remakes of episodes of All in the Family, All in the Family and the Jeffersons. And there's going to be a name here that's going to be just everything you need to know about it. The show's going to air May 22nd. It'll be 90 minutes long, and Jimmy Kimmel will co-host it with Norman Lear, who created both shows, and the cast that's been announced so far. All right. It's a good cast, but listen up. Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker. I'm okay with that. That's okay.
Well, if you're okay, but that's giving them okay on the whole concept.
I know. Well, maybe I'm not okay then.
Yeah, because the whole concept is bad.
Ellie Kemper will play their daughter, Gloria. Okay. Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson. Justina Machado from the One Day at a Time reboot. Oh,
that was a Netflix show that Norman Lear did, yeah.
And Jane the Virgin will play their maid, Florence. And Will Ferrell will play their white neighbor, Tom Willis. There you go. The big guy from All in the Family, the big kind of nerdy guy.
Well, no, he was Jefferson. Right? But Mike, if nothing else, it's an excuse to play Sammy Davis Jr.
What are you
singing?
Playing?
This is Sammy doing the theme to the Jeffersons. Don't fry in the kitchen, and
beans don't burn on the grill. I wish you had the original.
I can do that.
Are the way Glenn Miller played songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like it. Okay, here, you got the real one?
Hey, coming up, give me a sec.
All right.
But this was...
TikTok.
This was the Jeffersons.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But why don't you like this?
Well, I like the remake of it?
Yes.
I don't like remakes. Okay. It's like it was an American original. And then when you put Will Ferrell in there, who's nothing at all like the original
guy. But
it's
a one-off?
Yeah, exactly.
Mike, as a bonus, here's the closing theme to All in the Family.
Oh, that's the closing
theme. Yeah. Because you know why? It's actually called Those Were the Days. That's why. Oscar, if you say one Jeffersons thing right now.
No, don't worry about it. I'm doing it now. All right. Let's hear the original Jefferson. Where we're moving on.
I discovered the Jeffersons because they would play them afternoons after school,
mm-hmm.
and they would just come on DC 20, and I'd be like, well, I guess I'll watch this.
Yeah, well, you had to watch what was on TV back then.
So broad.
And that's
not as funny as All in the Family. Not as funny as All in the Mm-mm. Family, but All in the Family is so cutting edge back in the day. I don't know. The reboot, it rings hollow now. It rings hollow. Hi, little man.
And did I get it right? They're going to do them.
Off the school. The kid's off of school today.
They're going to do them live, like plays?
I don't know. God. Michael, you want to come in here for a minute?
I'm picturing the live musicals.
Yeah.
So if it's a special like that, a one-off,
yeah,
can't imagine they'll do a season to that.
Well, no. Will Ferrell's Michael, much too busy making great movies.
I think we'll all watch. Trainwreck or not.
Anyway, yeah, I'll take a peek. Yeah. Root against it. I'll definitely be rooting against it.
Love your lines.
Miss it.
I'm trying to get my kid on the show. All right. There he is. Come on.
Here he comes.
Say hi to Mr. Frumpkin. Right over here.
Oh. Hi, Mr. Frumpkin.
Hi. Do you know what show he was on?
What?
You know the show that Mommy and Daddy watch every night? Jeopardy?
He was
a champion on Jeopardy.
Really?
Won. Yeah, yeah. And he likes your daddy's show. You want to say hi to Mr. Oscar?
Hi, Mr. Oscar.
Hi.
Who's that right there? Who's the other guy? Who's the other guy with the big head? That's right.
Said with just a slight tone of disappointment. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
So, did you have a good Easter?
Yes. On the to show you something that I got for Easter.
No, not your machine gun, not your Nerf machine.
And you just said it.
I'm sorry, but that Gammy got him the machine gun. That's a spectacular.
Yay! All right,
go out and play. Go out and play. What are you doing today with mommy?
I'm gonna play. After you're done working, I'm gonna play a video game, and ooh, I'm gonna go swimming.
Nice.
That's a sounds pretty like good fun little Monday, isn't it? Would you like to sing a song? Let's do. Would you like to do the march of the stormtroopers?
Oh yeah.
One, two, ready, go. Da 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 da.
No, I'm better. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
Yay!
Beautiful.
All right, get out of here. I guess you didn't want me to do it with you.
Huh? Let's remember that move, Oscar.
You're better than me. There you go. He's better.
Yeah. No, I'm better.
He's got his dad.
I love you.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Yes,
strong walk on.
The personality at five is beginning to take shape. Anyway,
be quiet, Father. I'm going to show them my toy.
That's right. Yes. Why do I think I'm going to? The door's going to burst open and there's going to be a Nerf machine gun.
Be lit up.
Anyway. My God, we're running out of time. Well, that's it. I'm sorry. I'll get right to the kicker.
Oh, good.
All right. Here we go. Because the rest of the news was. Speaking of 5-year-olds, ladies and gentlemen, let me just do this. Hold on. I'm a little OCD that way. There it is. Hit it. A 5-year-old boy in Michigan had a craving for McDonald's, but his grandmother was sleeping, so he called 911 to make a request.
No.
Isaiah Hall of Wyoming asked the dispatcher, "Can you bring me McDonald's?" Dispatcher Sarah Kaburski said she told him no, but reached out to the police. Wyoming police officer Dan Patterson says the request made him laugh, so he stopped at McDonald's on his way to check on Isaiah's house at the western portion of Michigan. Patterson says he thought, "I'm driving past Mickey D's on my way there. I might as well get him something." The officer said the first thing the boy said to him was, "My grandma's going to be so mad. Can you please go away now?" 5 years old. What the officer didn't realize was that inside the house, along with his grandma, was Billy Bob Thornton in a Santa suit.
Oh, no.
M. Night Shyamalan's latest horror movie, Split, the one I saw this weekend, won the box office for a third straight week. It took in $14.6 million, Mr. Powers. That is his first movie to do that since The Sixth Sense in 99. Wow, I didn't know that he waited that long to have a big hit. Mm. The new horror flick Rings came in second with $13 million. Here are the top 10. I'll give you the top five. La La Land had $7.5 million. Hidden Figures, $10.1 million. A Dog's Purpose, $10.8 million. Rings, $13 million. That's the new one. And Split with $14.6 million.
Hey, you know, with their fifth Super Bowl victory, I think Tom Brady could have a movie called Rings, couldn't he? Hey, one
welcome
for every finger.
How you doing? We're the Breakfast Flakes. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Chili Cookoff coming Saturday.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Go out and be a part of that.
This news story is for my dear friend, Mr. James Cerrito. I love the Facebook Live, Jimmy, when you're showing him make a EQ making the lobster lobster salad for the lobster rolls. Black Sabbath ended their touring career on Saturday night, performing their final show in Birmingham, England. That's where the band formed back in 1968. Nearly 50 years ago.
Back, man, old.
They finished off the show with Paranoid. Good choice.
That is
that.
A good one.
Ozzy Osbourne thanked fans, and balloons and confetti came down from the rafters. Even though this is the end for Sabbath, Ozzy will continue to perform as a solo artist, and I'm sure he'll do Sabbath songs, right?
I think he always has, yeah.
Ozzy, sad day, Ozzy. 50 years, hell of a run. That's the way I look at it.
I think John Goose is very sad about it.
All right, are you ready for the... hey, Rob.
Hey, Mike.
Are you ready for the list of interesting facts from Super Bowl 51?
You know, I think a lot of people were tuning into the big game yesterday.
I've actually taken my satchel full of Super Bowl facts, and I whittled it down to just three.
We had to go to the grocery store yesterday and to piss Robert off every time I saw someone that worked at Giant. I said, "Hey, are you excited about the big game?"
What?
Sports shirt.
And Robert just goes, "Dad,
stop it. God, you're embarrassing me. Stop."
So top three facts.
Top three facts, here we go. In the fourth quarter, the win probability the win probability for the Atlanta Falcons
This will make their fans feel better.
Yeah.
99.6%.
Wow.
Also, the Falcons led for 41 minutes, 18 seconds of game time. How about that? Isn't that something?
Would you just look at that?
And here's a very simple fact, but you might not have thought about it, but I do, because that's my job.
Sure.
The Patriots didn't lead until they won.
Hey, but you know, they started out the game tied.
What? God. But anyway, if you want to delve deep into it, there were 24 new Super Bowl records set, a lot of them by Tom Brady.
Sure.
Moody, 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 Moody.
Hey, they call him GOAT, greatest of all time.
Yes, sir.
Also loves the Caps.
Sure does.
Here comes Mrs. O'Mara.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she does.
Oh, I forgot my phone. Want to say hi to the guys for a second here? How did you?
Happy Monday.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Oh, yeah, Carl's hungover.
How did you enjoy the game?
I didn't watch it.
There you go. Wow. Thank you.
You're in your 30s. Don't give up on life.
There you go.
Come on.
Very good.
It's good advice.
Isn't that lovely? You know how Target has those giant red concrete balls in front of their store?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know about that? Have you seen them?
I've seen them.
Have you
Do they teach those?
Do they teach you that in school?
Brad.
In theory, they're supposed to stop cars from ramming into the
safety
front of the
first.
Store.
That's right.
I didn't really know that. I always thought they were kind of decorative.
Sure. Ornamental, if you will. Don't they look great out there? Huh?
Well, their sole purpose. Their sole purpose is to actually prevent cars from driving into the store. But it's basically the opposite of what happened in Paramus, New Jersey in November.
Paramus, that's the home of the Paramus Mall. One of the premier shopping malls in these great United States.
Stop it, please. Yes. A guy in a pickup truck was leaving a Target parking lot when he sideswiped one of the balls. And even though it weighs two tons.
Oh, my God.
The hit of the car dislodged it from its base. Oh. And it started rolling into the parking lot.
Like the first part of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
A woman. Oh, this is so sad. I feel so bad. Even the woman's name. A woman named Eileen Grady happened to be driving through at that moment, poor dear. The ball smashed into the side of her car. It made a huge dent that would cost about $3,500 to repair. Ugh. But Target says it won't pay for it.
What?
Oh, my God.
They told Eileen she should go after the guy who hit the ball and jarred it loose. No, 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 is to keep people tumbling.
No, no, nice pull. Nice.
You got to do the liability. She's planning to sue Target in small claims court.
Good.
Well, I would say if the ball's... Rob, I would say if the ball's 2 tons, weighs 2 tons, that's not a very small claim. Am I right?
That's a big one. Let's go to the weather center.
Why no weather? Today should be a day off of work, but it's not. So now we have to go back to the stressful pressure cooker of our jobs and hear Linda's thoughts on the Super Bowl commercials. She probably liked the Skittles one, classic Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
This is just a fictitious character. Anyway, a new survey found the four things that stresses out the most at work, and they are heavy workloads and crazy deadlines, 33%, demanding and unrealistic bosses.
Huh?
22%.
That was awful. I want it now.
Victory.
Work life balance.
Yes. Balance.
22%, and our coworkers. 15%.
You know what stresses me out at work? When Linda skips her shower.
Thank you. The survey also found the five cities with the most stressed out workers are Salt Lake City, Des Moines, Iowa.
Both of those surprise me.
Boston, Cleveland, and New York. There they are.
Poor
Cleveland. Cleveland just can't catch a break, huh?
Oh, I think enough good has happened to them.
Botmas on your radio dial, except you're probably not listening to it on the radio. So let's just say Botmas, best of the Mike O'Mara show. And as you know, we like to close every episode with
The Flip Side, and before that, I believe it was the Digital Dumpster, but this goes back to when it was called the Audio Vault. We have a couple of presidents featured. We have some fascinating audio from Hee Haw. Yes. And another voice from our past that I like very much, Kaz from the Crab Stand. It's all coming up on the Audio Vault right here on the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Monday, July 20, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, good things come to those who wait, and the Lord helps those who help themselves. And when you ask, the squeaky wheel will get the grease. And I want to say thank you.
You almost
Kaz.
Made it. You almost made it through that.
So close.
You almost did. It was
so
it was
close.
Almost it was you were like a nanosecond away from sounding professional.
Yep. Motto of my life. I want to send thanks to Kaz at the Crab Stand, Mike.
Hey, folks, it's Kaz out here at the Crab Stand. Guess what today is? It's freaking Friday. Why am I freaking out? Two reasons, folks. Two reasons. I'm freaking out at the size of these crabs, and I'm freaking out from all the exposure we're getting from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey!
Folks, look, if you're looking for a good show to listen to, something entertaining, something fabulous, these guys are stand-up guys. Look, I laugh my butt off every day listening to these guys. Absolutely funny stuff. Look, go give them a like on Facebook. Go like them on YouTube. I don't care what you do. Just go like them. Tell them I sent you. The Mike O'Mara Show, folks. It's it. It's the one. If you're listening to anything else, you're listening to junk. Check these fellas out. All right, let's get down to business. Look, folks, I'm cutting deals here today. We're passing the savings on to you. You want full bushel baskets? Boom, price drop. All right, look, $2.15 a bushel. Small, medium, large, mixed number ones. Folks, it's on. It's great. Half bushels, we'll do $1.10. How's that sound? Get out here to the Crab Stand. Look, the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's what I'm doing today. Not a double woo. Four woos! Woo! 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 Mike O'Mara, we love you!
Thank you, Kaz.
It's the little things that matter in life. Oh, it's the great. Little thing. Where is his crab stand? Is that down on the way to Ocean City?
It
or
is
something
not.
Like that?
It's north of Baltimore, and you can just search the crab stand on Facebook, and you'll find your way there.
Awesome.
But Mike, if you ever need, you know, just a shot in the arm, you want to boost yourself up, I can play you this.
Woo! 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 Mike O'Mara, we love you.
No, that's fantastic. Well, he heard it, and we asked for it, didn't we?
We did.
We asked for it
you
last
requested
week.
It on Friday, and
that's
you got
awesome.
What you asked for.
Good
Mike,
stuff.
Donald Trump says John McCain is not a war hero.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war
Five
hero.
Five and a half years.
He's a war
PSW
hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you. Do you
he's
agree with
hero.
That? He's a war hero because he was captured, okay? You could have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but right now he said some very bad things about a lot of people.
Perhaps he's a war hero, Mike.
Well, no, here's the tell. This is, and look, this does not require any brain power to figure it out as the way he does it. But he's so in the news now, and he's so on a daily basis, you see Trump. Trump's strategy is you come in with the absolute horrifying statement. And by the way, anybody that knows anything about the history of a true American hero, John McCain.
Of course.
No one questioned that. And I did not vote for John McCain, but I've never had anything but admiration for his service. The fact is, Donald Trump swoops in with the horrible thing to say, and then he qualifies it by a diminishing term.
Right. So, he backs off.
So he'll say he is not a war hero. I don't like people that were captured. Perhaps he is a hero, so he can cover his ass. Well, that's going to bite him in the ass. And this is the first time hearing him today on the Today Show on the phone is the first time I've heard him this much on his heels.
Yeah,
he was so on his heels. He knows that he stepped on it, and he can't. He has no exit strategy because he's such a bloviator, and the whole delusional self-esteem thing does not allow him to show any kind of weakness. In his own mind.
Not in his game plan.
So it's pretty interesting to watch this theater, but I'll be ready for him to pop off the national stage, that douchebag.
I'm glad you mentioned the Today Show, because here he is yelling at Matt Lauer, and as we said before,
so do his tone.
He's the only guy that does interviews on the phone on TV.
Excuse me, Matt, because you're the media and you do the same thing. The next sentence was, he is a war hero. I said that, but they never want to play it. And
by the way, the next sentence was, perhaps he is a war hero.
Perhaps he is a war hero.
You don't want to play it.
Why would you say the first thing? Why would you say the first part?
Matt, Savannah started it off by saying, I said that he wasn't a war hero. I didn't say that. And if you would have let it run just another 3 seconds, you would have said that I said clearly he is a war hero. I have absolutely no problem with that.
Anyway, so there he is.
He's a 9-year-old running for president.
He is.
let me ask you this. Oscar, I will ask you, do you see this as, will this eviscerate his brand ultimately? Once this is over, there can't, look, he will still be a household word.
Yeah, sure.
But the fact is, I think this is irreparable damage he's done by this presidential
run. I think eventually you will see him, he'll have to fade into the shadows simply for business reasons. That's just the reality. And
he's lived, that's been the opposite of his business strategy throughout his career.
And his kids will come to the forefront with a different message. Yeah.
Do you think he'll be able to spin it that way?
I think it'll have to be that way because there's so many people that won't want to do business with him if he continues down this road. It doesn't matter how much money you're making at a certain point if you're getting that public and political backlash. And by the way, the people that he does business with, the majority of people, they're not just international. There are very powerful people in this country that have not just business or just financial stakes in this new election, but they have other candidates they're backing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's not like he's the only game in town.
No.
And if you want to know, Mike, the polar opposite, I think we can close with this, actually. A classy guy. Here is John McCain responding to Trump and what he said.
But in the case of many of our veterans, when Mr. Trump said that he prefers to be with people who are not captured, well, the great honor of my life was to serve in the company of heroes. I'm not a hero, but those who were my senior ranking officers, people like Colonel Bud Day, Congressional Medal of Honor winner, and those that inspired us to do things that we otherwise wouldn't have been capable of doing. Those are the people that I think he owes an apology to.
And there you have it.
That's the difference between the two dudes.
Yep.
There you go. And glad you played that.
You and I have a certain, I think, shared respect for auctioneers. And some of the best auctioneers are livestock auctioneers because once a year when people bring their beef to market, this is their make or break. When they do the livestock auction, they will sometimes do an auctioneer championship. And once you win it, you're not allowed to compete anymore. You're a champion for the rest of your life. I found this short documentary that helps explain that chant they do, that sort of patter when they're doing the auction. I think you're going to like this. These guys, they break it down for you, and they say the idea of the chant is not only to sell the beef, but to make it exciting.
During the chant, the auctioneer is basically calling out the bid that he's asking for.
And now $7 to the 8 to the 1, 9 to the 1, 149 to the 1, 15.
It starts with numbers. It starts with clarity. Then you can add in your what they call filler words.
At 149, you're out, sir. 149.
Some of the basic filler words that an auctioneer would use is now, bid, dollar. Dollar bidder now.
Will you give me here to buy, get them on?
Dollar bidder now, here down, get along, here now.
Say now, go, dollar bid. I actually started saying here, there, and where in mine.
1 half here now, 72. There now, 2 1/2 here now, 73. Dollar.
My basics chant starts with my number skill. And as I became more advanced, I started to interject those filler words. Bid 20, bid 20, bid 20, dollar bidder, now 30, now 30, dollar money. Now as you become more advanced, it'll sound something like this. And now $87, bid at $7, where now $8, $8, $8 to the where now $89, 90, 90 to go down, 90 to bid now, 90 to buy to the where down, $90, $1 to the down, $1, $1 to the wear down, anyone to the wear down, one, and we'll something like
so
that.
So cool. That's the guy that went on to win, the last one we heard.
That is cool to hear that. I love that stuff.
And the thing is that there's a touch of sadness because there's this one guy that's been up for it for like 15 times, and he does bad at the question and answer period of being an auctioneer.
Oh, no.
He's a great auctioneer, but he just can't do that. All right. I loved when he slowed it down. $10, $10, $10 bid, $20. So, Matthew McConaughey has a movie coming out called The Beach Bum. He is co-starring with Snoop Dogg, and there is a pot-smoking scene in it, and he tells a funny story about Snoop. He's a trickster. He's a merry prankster, this Snoop Dogg.
I did get snooped on our first scene together. It was a scene where I go to him and my character Moondog's going to get turned on to the magic weed, which he has. And so I have my property weed, which is oregano. That was a good idea because the scene goes on for about 7 minutes. We're passing this joint back and forth, and I'm starting to feel a little bit And all of a sudden we yelled cut, and he goes, "Yo, Moondog." He goes, "That wasn't prop weed. That's Snoop weed." And I said, "Oh." And I've said this, I don't recall much of the next 11 hours working, but I know I evidently didn't say one word of dialogue from the script the rest of the night. I spoke very little English. I made a lot of deep mammalian sounds and rap four rap tunes.
So I look forward to that movie. I think that should be a lot of fun.
What are the odds? Like, if
100%?
If you get that high, though, can you work? Only he can.
Yeah, that's what he said. The weed.
The weed. Yeah, that's not a oregano. That's Snoop.
I love it. This is really cool to me. 10 weed, 20 weed. Okay, so we all know this song. This is the love theme from The Godfather. Mm-hmm. And it's very haunting and very lovely. Someone took it and put it into a very advanced editing program, might have been Pro Tools, and shifted all the notes that were minor notes into major notes. They bent the pitch, and when he changes it, it sounds like it's like the theme to the Waltons. This is the same song, but it's happy.
Like Western happy.
Yes. Yeah, isn't that nice?
Like Little House on the Prairie happy.
Now, that makes me wonder if I could take like Little House on the Prairie and bend it minor. It would sound really sad.
You might want to go home and try bending.
I'm going to do some note bending.
Might be very interesting.
Very cool.
And we close with this, Mike, because I know you like Shaquille O'Neal because he's Irish. He was on TNT covering basketball, and he did a shout-out. Oh, no, one of his cohorts did a shout-out to a place in Los Angeles called the Two-Bit Circus, which is called a micro-amusement park. Mm-hmm. I did a little research on it. It's an indoor facility where I have a lot of attractions, and one of the things they do is they give you these huge inflatable balls that you have to match color-wise with, like, a box or a hole. You got to roll these huge balls around. So they're talking about Two-Bit Circus, and Shaq has the best time with it.
Yeah, shout-out to Two-Bit Circus, man. That's a great place downtown LA.
You like that game, BD?
Well, we've lost the room. Yes. Are we
two grown men rubbing big balls.
What do you say we grab a hold of the show? Segue in from the colored balls and everything else that started this segment to the fact that we talk about rising stars.
The colored balls.
Excuse me. Luka Doncic.
Leave my balls alone.
Is a guy who's.
Please. You know what color they were too? For the colored balls.
So, Luka Doncic. You know what color they were too? Candace, just look at me. Forget there. Like usual.
Red
like
and blue. Like we're in
blue. Oh, jeez. Oh,
my.
Well, we're fired. So,
Luka Doncic.
So he says, "We're fired." Shaq says, "I'm not."
I'm not.
I saw this morning, and I got to thinking about how Oscar is in such a different mindset socially and entertainment-wise than you and I. Oscar, does this song mean anything to you?
Oh, my God. Wait.
No.
You don't know the show Hee Haw?
No.
Mike?
You know what I was seriously? It's so weird. Because yeah? I know this happened yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Over the weekend in Boston, I was actually eefing.
Oh, eefing. Like, yeah. Yeah, I have the song. Hold on.
I was doing it in front of the kids.
Oh, I heard you do that before. Yeah. Is that from Hee Haw?
It's like a backwoodsy type thing. That his name was, I think, Biddle? Biddle and Phelps, maybe, was the guys who did it?
Great morning show.
Oh, the best. And, no, you know what? Oh, I don't have Little
Jimmy
Eve and
Riddle?
Andy. No, what's that?
Jimmy Riddle?
It might be, actually. But, Mike, we lost one of the Hee Haw greats yesterday. You knew him as Cousin Clem, and I didn't know.
Now, let's be honest. You're saying greats, and it's not accurate.
You know, you're right.
Like, if you're part of the cast,
if you're going to put in context of this show, right. who would he be?
The one who could talk.
Yes. Who would he be?
He would be the Adrian of Hee Haw.
Oh, it's like you could lose him or keep him or lose him.
But he sang harmony, Mike. He sang harmony on this popular song.
All right, let's listen. Okay.
Your mama moved in to live with us, darling. I said, this house is just like your own. She took to heart this message I gave her. Now I'm so dang mad cause she just sold our home. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
I did not know he was Canadian. and he was 94 years old.
By the way, listen, I'm a fan of Hee-Haw, but
where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all
alone? Primetime show?
Oh, I've searched the world over, and I thought I found true love. You met another, and you were gone.
It was prime time. It got canceled by CBS when they got rid of the Beverly Hillbillies and all their country comedies.
Yes.
But then it lived on in syndication for like 30 years.
Wow.
Very, very popular.
Adrian, and again, you should take this away. You're better than that guy. You're better than that guy.
Oh, there it is.
Little Ethan Annie, she is mine all mine. Little Ethan Annie has a terrible time. It don't make no difference what she tries
Rob
to
Ford
say.
Knows this.
When little Ethan and it talks, it always come out this way.
Joe Perkins.
I like Ethan. I do too.
Well, I got a girl named Annie.
All right, that's enough.
All right, that's enough. We'll run it lightly in the background. This is funny.
What decade is this?
this is a weird thing because Ethan is like something from the turn of the century in the Blue Ridge and the Ozarks.
Yes.
But this is a soul record. So they took a guy who was able to do this sort of backwoodsy thing and put it with a soul artist.
Like a mashup.
Yeah, it was a hit record in 1963.
So in today's world, it would be like Drake and a country artist.
Exactly. A Licorice Hat. And
Blake Shelton.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, anyway, stop that.
My, how music has changed.
Sure was nice.
A soul record.
I love, well, Joe Perkins was a soul artist. I'm not saying it was a soul record, all right?
Thank you.
Kids love Star Wars.
Sure.
Did you know that? Everyone's saying Rogue One.
Yes.
Yeah, I know Oscar went and saw it.
Saw it
right?
on Sunday morning.
Can you give us a review tomorrow?
Well, yeah, tomorrow I can.
But what's funny, if we go back to the interviews, like from the early 80s, do you know that in his mind, George Lucas had this long-range plan? Back in the 80s, this is Mark Hamill.
So loyal to George, and I owe him so much. He at one time said, would you consider playing an Obi-Wan type character handing Excalibur down to the next generation? I said, when that would that be? And at the time, he said, around 2011. Mm. I thought, gee,
did you get a baby on
much
his
as
lap?
I'd like to have a job lined up at the turn of the century, I was figuring out how old I'd be at that point.
How about giving your baby to the nanny while you're doing the interview about George Lucas?
Would you consider taking your baby off the set?
Annoying it is.
God, that's the Barry Williams of movies right there. That I swear to God, that Mark Hamill is the Barry Williams. And then George told me, and then George, and I've been milking same stupid movie for 150 years.
All right, how about this then? Here's another one you might not care for. I could play more Ethan. This came across my Facebook page, and I kept going back to it. I think the way the fa-la-las sound is so funny. It's one of those Barack dub videos where they make the president sing a song, but this is a Christmas song, and the way they did it to me, I found it marvelously entertaining.
I love you back. Is it time?
I think it's time.
That the halls with howling. Fall. It's the season to be jolly.
Fall.
Don, we are gay apparel. Fall. Ancient Hilltide Carol.
The Lola is the best. That's our president singing a Christmas carol. Lola. That's your magic audio vault.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.